In the ebb and flow of blue-green algae in regional lakes, Prior Lake is among those affected as of July 16. Located in Thetis Lake Regional Park, Prior joins Beaver Lake in Elk, Beaver Lake Regional Park, as those under advisories for the algae that can produce cyanotoxins. Warnings for Elk and Thetis Lakes were lifted July 12. Visitors are advised to avoid contact with blue-green algae and to keep animals on a leash to prevent them from drinking or swimming in the lake until the advisory is lifted. The algae usually produce a visible blue-green sheen, which appears as surface scum on the water. Not all blooms are easy to see, and toxins can still be present in the water even if you cannot see a bloom. Blooms are unpredictable and may occur at any time. Cyanobacteria can produce several types of toxins that can be poisonous to people, pets or livestock, according OT HealthLink BC. Some can affect the nervous and respiratory systems. Symptoms are visible shortly after exposure and can include headaches, nausea, fever, sore throat, dizziness, stomach cramps, diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, muscle aches, mouth ulcers, blistering of the lips, and skin irritation. The liver can also be affected, and it takes days before symptoms appear. It is important that you rinse your body with clean water immediately after exposure to contaminated water. It is recommended even without symptoms. Island Health does beach sampling mid-May through the Labor Day weekend. Advisories are considered when a visible blue-green algae bloom is present or other public health hazards are identified. Folks hitting Elk, Beaver Lake Regional Park on Monday can expect to see CRD arborists at work. Tree maintenance is planned for July 22 in Royal Links South on Marset Place.